I don't know how old I was. I was getting up pretty good care when we moved up there, and then I married when I from Baldwin County.
I see. Was that in the country up there? Or
yeah,
was it,
was in the country.
Is it near, what town was it near?
Griffin.
Oh, sure. We came right through there on our way down here. Now let's get started with some of these. Now we'll just start again. You call the about 3 p.m. You call that
evening.
All right. And if you said talk about the time you got up. You know, talk about the sun. See, I got up this morning before
the sun.
Before
daylight.
Yeah, or before sun.
Sun up.
Right. And I went to bed early. I went to bed before sun.
Down.
Yeah, would you say
go to bed that
yeah.
day sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
That ain't no lie.
Yeah. Would you say the whole thing? I go to bed before.
I go to bed before dark.
Or sun.
Before sundown.
Yeah.
And get up. I sun up.
Okay. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we might say the weather is. And do you have a special name for a hard rain that doesn't last very long?
I don't know. Shower rain.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Fireboard or mantelpiece.
Okay.
Either one.
Right. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace? You know, that in those two things that stand up.
Indians, the fire dogs, or something.
Okay, fine, that's right, exactly. And what do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay, and how about particularly rich pieces of wood cut into little pieces?
We call that lightwood.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Clothes rack, I guess.
Okay, and how about one that's movable?
Adjustable, something like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, something like a chiffarobe or a wardrobe or something like
yeah.
that.
You just come back on. Yeah. We call it a wardrobe, I reckon.
Sure. What do you call the overlapping horizontal board? You know, on a house. You know, the boards. Sometimes they put over this. They might put something to protect it.
When they put aluminum.
Yeah.
Something look like brick.
Yeah.
Or so.
Sure.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. All right. Fine. That's fine. Well, what do you call what we're sitting right now? Where?
On the porch or veranda. You could call it more veranda than it is porch.
What's the difference between a porch and a veranda? Is there any?
I don't know if there's any. I just don't know that there are.
Mm-hmm. How about a small porch with no that didn't have a roof?
Just a little something moved, so I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Shelter.
Okay.
For the steps or something like that.
Okay. How about a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed for milking?
Oh, we always called it calfy.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. How about a fence? I don't know if you have a lot of big rocks and stones around, but if you made a fence or a wall out of rocks and stones, you know, just kind of piling them up, what would you call that?
Rock wall, I guess.
Okay. And how about a large container made of wood for carrying water or milk?
It's a bucket.
Okay. And would you call it the same thing if it's made out of metal?
I guess so. They all made of buckets.
Sure. And how about a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying on the stove?
Call that a skillet or frying pan.
Okay. And how about in the kitchen where you turn the water on?
That's a faucet.
All right, and how about if it were on a barrel?
I don't know. It'd be a rain barrel.
But I mean, the thing that turns the water on, if you had...
Oh,